From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On today's edition of CSJP in 5, we hear more about the Crime Prevention Initiative Operation Hope that is reaping success in Clarendon. Operation Hope, an initiative of the Clarendon Police, aims to reduce incidents of crime. The initiative is faith-based, targets crime hotspots in Clarendon, and focuses on 8 communities: Farm, Effordville, Buckner, Bucks Common, Canaan Heights, Juno Crescent, Freetown, and Sandy Bay. Partners working for the success of the program include Custers of Clarendon, William Shaguri, Errol Rattray Evangelistic Association, Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, Maypen Ministers Fraternal, and the business community. The concept, which has reaped success in several communities island-wide, was brought to Clarendon following a spike in the crime rate for the parish.
Because I believe that crime fighting was not just about police officers, but we believe that every citizen has a role to play in an organization. Whilst we continue to do our normal type of policing, there are some issues that I believe is outside of the scope of policing, and I believe that if there is partnership with the church and other NGO, it will go a far way in crime reduction.
Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of Clarendon, Fitz Bailey. SSP Bailey is grateful for the success of the initiative.
The dialogue has commenced. We're getting information. The citizens are talking to us. I've seen a person who was unemployed, is now employed, coming out of Operation Hope. We are now trying to form some youth clubs, and I think those are some of the things that will impact on crime.
He says his most impactful experience so far under Operation Hope has been reaching the youth and getting their feedback.
We are getting to some of the youth that would normally have that level of contact and dialogue. The youth forum, they have really been an eye-opener for me personally. Mm-hmm. When you hear the youth expressing themselves, they want the change, they speak of some of the issues, and they also speak of how they can be a part of the change. And I believe that the benefits are going to be significant.
In addition to reducing crime, the initiative seeks to alleviate the hopelessness, despair, spiritual and material needs affecting some Clarendon communities. It also aims to offer residents, young men in particular, an alternative to crime and violence.
There's a memorable scene in Effordville where the police formed a line and the children are actually, you know, walking behind them in a sort of train format, and it was just fun to watch. One person said, "Where were we all along? I mean, this should have been done long ago." And we have also found that some persons have said, since this has started, we have detected a decline in some of the negative activities.
Resident of Canaan Heights, Dwayne Sappleton, is grateful for the initiative, especially in his community, where persons have started to move about more freely since the partners have visited.
That in fact, the community in many, many different dimensions, you know what I mean? Because, you know, just to see people from different places coming, you know what I mean, give up their time. I'm seeing in this operation of hope that God has not forsaken the community of Canaan Heights.
CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.